Hello and welcome to Naked World Podcast. The Naked World Podcast aims to uplift, inspire, motivate, and to encourage personal growth and introspection.
I am your host, RJ. The human spirit is a flame that can be neglected, ignored, and covered over. It can also be nurtured, nourished, and fanned to create a blaze. Welcome back to Naked World Podcast, where we fan the flame of your spirit. Our topic today is build your courage. We are living in a frightening time, a worldwide pandemic with many places at least partially shut down. Others are struggling to reopen safely. Some of us are in areas where the coronavirus infection rates are just getting worse. Others are bracing for what may come next. And all of us are watching the headlines and wondering, when is this ever going to end? For many people, the uncertainty surrounding coronavirus is the hardest thing to handle. We still don't know exactly how we'll be impacted, how long this will last, or how bad things might get. There are so many things outside of our control, including how long the pandemic lasts, how other people behave, and what's going to happen in our communities. At times like this, it's easy to get caught up in your own fears and concerns. Much of the anguish accompanying the pandemic stems from feeling powerless. The challenge we face in today's world is to discern between the fears that are serving us and those that are holding us back. That is courage. Courage is a learned behavior, a skill. And like all skills, it can be strengthened and mastered with practice. The COVID-19 pandemic will soon be history, will soon be behind us. Let us take this opportunity to work on building our courage and embrace the uncountable blessings in our lives. Let us take a break and listen to some music.
If you never needed the Lord before, sure to need Him now. Oh, sure to need Him now.
My Lord, we're
sure to need Him now.
Oh, glory.
If you never needed the Lord before,
Lord,
sure to need Him now. We need Him every day and every night. We need Him when we burn,
listening to Naked World Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube and Naked World Podcast platforms. Send your emails to podcast@nacinchina.com. Are you interested in doing an online tourism business course? Visit tourismbusinessonline.com. tourismbusinessonline.com. Courage is a universally admired virtue, and courageous individuals in all cultures have survived across time to become the heroes of subsequent generations. But what is courage, and what is it not? You know, Nelson Mandela once said, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. End of quote. For Mandela, therefore, courage does not mean the absence of fear, but a victory over fear. According to him, brave men need not be fearless, but should be able to conquer fear. Courage is about feeling the fear, but doing it anyway. The thing is, we are inspired daily by acts of courage. Firefighters running into burning buildings, people leaping out of airplanes, fighting wars, our own nurses on the COVID-19 front line, and so on. But so much more powerful is the tiny acts of courage that we ourselves have to drum up every day. Courage takes many forms. Sometimes it means going it alone. Other times it means ask for help. Sometimes it means speaking up. Other times it means listening. Sometimes it means having the courage of one's own convictions. Other times it means re-examining one's convictions. Courage is about doing things differently. Differently than our peers. Differently than our usual way. Sometimes courage is even about trying things differently than what we think it is right. Because we're willing to admit we don't have all the answers. We're willing to admit we might be wrong. Yet whatever it's for, one thing about courage is nearly always true. We know it when we see it. You see, fear, like many emotions, is closely linked to our survival. We are afraid of things that threaten our survival. Being afraid tells us when we are concerned that we may not survive something. However, our emotional response may not be rational. Ask yourself the following questions. What am I actually afraid of? Is it the right thing to be afraid of? Should I be this afraid of it? Or rationally, should I be less or more afraid? What harm can this thing actually do to me or others? What are the things that could happen as a result of my actions or inactions? What is the worst that could happen as a result of my actions or inactions? What are the risks to me and to others? Courage gives us the strength to evaluate an emotional response and act rationally and rightly. Let us listen to some music.
Your heart.
are listening to Nakik World Podcast.
Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube and podcast platforms.
Send your emails to podcast@nacinchina.com. If you are serious about making money online from home, then visit smmenterprisesonline.com. smmenterprisesonline.com. So how do we show courage? Courageous people stand up against things that threaten them or the things or people that they care about. They take action in a way that is consistent with their values. Sometimes, however, the action required is not necessarily loud, but quiet and thoughtful. You know, courageous people choose to act even if they are scared. Fear is perfectly normal. And fear isn't a sign of weakness, but it's just our brain telling us to be cautious. Courageous people try new things. Trying new things not only help to teach you new skills, but it gets your mind used to not being sure what's coming next. You don't have to be the best at all the new things you try, but giving new things a go can help you in a surprising way. You can start off small and building up to bigger actions when you are ready. Courageous people keep going when things set them back. Hurdles and problems crop up when we least expect, but keeping on going is a sign of your resilience. It shows courage to get up and keep going. It can seem far easier to give up than keep on going sometimes. Courageous people do what is right. When all of your friends are taking an action you know isn't right, it takes someone courageous to stand up and do the right thing. It isn't easy to go against what your friends are doing, but it is important that you remain true to yourself. Showing courage is all about finding the right balance, which means that you need to think it through beforehand. To sustain that courage, you need to be mindful of your outlook towards life, no matter what is happening outside. Stop and check in with yourself throughout the day and observe how you're handling challenges that life throws at you. Do you succumb to pressure or do you fight against it? The key here is to be positive and to look for solutions. It needs a little courage to shift your mindset from the darkness of worry to the light of hope. Let us take a break.
Thank you.
are listening to Nakik World Podcast.
Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube and podcast platforms. Send your emails to podcast@nacinchina.com. With everything having been said and done, now we know that courage is not the absence of fear. Courageous people do feel fear, but they are able to manage and overcome their fear so that it does not stop them taking action. Truly courageous people aren't brave or fearless. On the contrary, they fill to the brim with fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. They are courageous because they face it head on despite the fear. Acting courageously generally makes us feel good because it involves mastering emotions. Courage in the sense of acting in a way that responds to risk appropriately, not overconfidently or in a cowardly way, will also help us to accomplish good things. Courage also helps us to act against those who threaten or who act in a bad way. The coronavirus is changing the daily routines of people all around the world, and it's becoming the new normal. The most effective way to overcome fear is to show your courage. Feeling courageous may sound challenging, especially during this pandemic, but the first step is to move on and be in control. That brings us to the end of this episode. Keep on fanning the flame of your spirit. I would like to give credit to the New Apostolic Church Southern Africa for the music used in this episode. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube and podcast platforms. Send your emails to podcast@nacinchina.com. Nakik World Podcast is broadcasted twice weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Beijing time. Until next time, stay safe, be blessed, till we meet again.